Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. WFMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, is Tom there?
This is Tom.
Tom Sharpling.
Yes.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, it's Greg Barron from Smirnoff Ice.
Hey, you've called a few times?
I don't think I called, man. I got a note on my desk here. I'm in my office in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And I had heard you mention Smirnoff Ice before, a couple shows ago. Is that correct?
I might have. I think, maybe right.
That's what I got a note saying. This is FMU, right?
Yes.
You're a radio station.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think I might have mentioned it. There was a Halloween show, maybe.
The Halloween show, I think that's right, yeah. You mentioned Smirnoff Ice, I appreciate it.
No problem.
No. So what was the whole tenor of that thing? You mentioned Smirnoff Ice, and let me just get a feel for it.
I guess I was probably talking about someone throwing up.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine who,
Well, that's not good, is it?
Well, no, I mean, it's real life. I mean,
okay.
I think
the point is you mentioned our product.
Yeah, they were enjoying it up until the point where they...
That's fine, no big deal. At least you mentioned our product.
Uh-huh.
And, Smirnoff Ice and the whole company and me, Greg Barron. You know, let me give you a little background. I'm a regional sales director of Smirnoff Ice in the tri-state area.
Okay, great. That's fantastic.
And we're based out of Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and you're a New Jersey station, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what is this, an independent station or?
Pretty much, yeah.
We're, like an alternative deal?
Yes, exactly.
I love that. I love that. I'm not an alternative guy. I'm a K-Rock guy.
Okay. Well, I mean that's.
But that's I'm not fighting you on this one.
Sure. I mean that's. I guess what makes horse races.
Exactly. I'm a huge. You know, I'm all Stern. I love Stern. You love Stern?
I was more of a fan a while ago. I kind of.
Whatever. I mean, he's great. He's still great. He's always been great.
Okay. Sure.
At the point. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm gonna have to jump for one second.
Oh. Okay. Once, please. Hurry. Smirnoff Ice. Checking in.
Hello?
Hello? Hey,
sorry, that was my wife.
Okay.
I'm working late tonight.
Okay.
I'm actually sitting here watching golf in my office.
Okay, so you're...
I got this Tiger Woods thing on TNT.
Uh-huh. So what was the...
My point is, Tom, I was calling up because I had heard you mention Smirnoff Ice. My people came up to me and said you'd mentioned the product on the air, which is great. I love it. It was unsolicited.
Yes.
And I wanted the opportunity to give back. I'm going to send you some Smirnoff Ice free.
Okay.
To you and your station.
The actual what? The actual alcohol?
The actual product.
Okay.
And... I want to give you the opportunity to try the product. Have you tried Smirnoff Ice?
No, I haven't.
You have not tried Smirnoff Ice?
I don't believe so, no.
You drink?
Occasionally, not.
The point
not
is,
regularly.
I'm not concerned about you drinking, Tom. My point is you know, we really appreciate, the company appreciates you mentioning the product on the air, and I think that's great.
I wasn't doing it as an advertisement. I mean, it...
Well, no, but, you know, we find out about these things, and then... When we find out about them, when we find out about people mentioning the product, we want to give back a little bit. So we're willing to give you some Smirnoff Ice, send it over to your station, have everybody try it, give it a shot. It's a great product.
Okay.
And give you the opportunity to drink it or give it away, do whatever you want, have a promotion. Maybe we can figure something out. You can talk to my people over here at Smirnoff Ice. We can work out an arrangement where we, you know, do some sort of giveaway.
What do you mean, like a promotional thing?
Some sort of promotional thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, look, my point is I'm going to send you Smirnoff Ice.
I mean, you're welcome to send it, but I cannot guarantee we'll do any sort of tie-in with Smirnoff
that's
Ice.
That's not my point,
the odds
buddy.
Are we won't.
Buddy, that's not my point. My point is I'm going to send you the Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, you can
and
send
it. You can do
it.
What you want with it.
Okay, but...
My point is this is a thank you call. for mentioning Smirnoff Ice on the air.
Okay.
Just so that we, so that you know, we acknowledge that you mentioned Smirnoff Ice on the air. We're going to send you some Smirnoff Ice.
Okay. You can send it, but it doesn't go any further than that. I just want to tell you up front.
Well, let me put it this way. I can send you a truckload of Smirnoff Ice, and you can do what you want with it.
Well, how much are you going to send us?
How much do you want?
10 cases?
10 cases. I love it. That's a lot of Smirnoff Ice.
2 cases?
I'll send. You know what?
What?
I'll decide. We'll work it out. I don't know if we want to. Is this on the air right now?
Yes.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then 10 cases.
Oh, so you want to look like a big man over the radio.
I don't want to. I am a big man. I mean, uh-huh. I'm not a big man, but I'm saying like as much Smirnoff Ice as you want, you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
What I can do for you is I can send 10 cases of Smirnoff Ice over to your station, then you can do what you want with it.
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to set up a promotion. I'm just saying this is a thank you call. I'm in my office after hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mulling over my phone list. And I'm just making this call to say thank you for mentioning Smirnoff Ice on the air. Smirnoff Ice is a great product. It's a great drink. If you don't know anything about Smirnoff Ice, you're going to find out when you drink it.
And you work for them, though, so everybody should kind of take that from the source, you know.
I understand your cynicism. This is alternative radio. That's fine. But my point is, it is a great product.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is a great product. And if you haven't had it, you should have it. And if people don't know about it, they should know about it because Smirnoff Ice is a great drink. And this is, look, I do work for the company. Of course, you might get the wrong idea.
Okay, well, I...
But, yeah, I'm selling a product.
I'm vaguely puzzled about
this. You know the deal. I'm selling a product. You know the deal. I'm selling it. But, you know, look, this is part of the deal. So I'm giving you some Smirnoff Ice.
So you're going to send over some cases.
I'm going to send you over 10 cases of Smirnoff Ice. Is that good?
How many bottles in a case? Like 12 or 20?
24 bottles.
Wow, that is a lot.
You want more?
Why don't we start with 10, and we'll take it from there.
All right. I mean, if we want to work a promotional deal, I could send you more cases.
I can't guarantee that, though. I don't think that's something we'd be interested in, to tell you the truth. We're kind of... The station kind of makes a point of keeping away from any corporate sponsorship or...
I understand. But, you know, like I'm saying, this call is basically not authorized. You know, I'm not necessarily authorized by my company to make calls and give away Smirnoff Ice, but, you know, look, I'm making this call as basically a thank you.
Okay, well,
thank you for mentioning our product on the air, Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, well...
And I'm going to send you as many cases as you want. And you can do with them what you will. You don't have to set up a promotion to give it away.
Okay.
That would be nice. I would love to arrange something like that.
Like what would you want to set up? I mean, just...
We could have a Smirnoff Ice. You could set up some sort of campaign for Smirnoff Ice. We could potentially sponsor your show. Do you have corporate sponsorship?
No. There's no corporate sponsorship with the station.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that something you can set up?
Probably not, no. I don't know if I would choose the liquor as a alcohol as a sponsor.
Are you not a drink? You're not a drinker at all?
Well, I don't know if it sends the right message, but that's a whole other argument.
You got a point, and a lot of people do shy away from stuff like that, but I'm saying, oh, Duval just missed a putt.
Well,
Duval just missed a putt.
Okay, I'm not a big golfer, so. No. So... I look forward to getting the Smirnoff Ice, mate, you know.
Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of situation we could set up here with FMU. I'm not here to sell Smirnoff Ice per se.
Mm-hmm. Even though you mentioned it
No. Like what I said, you mentioned it first. What I said is we took your mention of Smirnoff Ice on the air, and I'm basically saying thank you. That's what I mean, I don't mean to be redundant, but that's what I keep saying.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
No.
I'll say you're welcome for the mention.
And there is a billion options for Smirnoff Ice. You've never tried this product.
I don't believe so, no.
You've been to a bar lately?
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you order a Smirnoff Ice? Have you ever ordered
it? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Why, what's the best way to, you know, how do you drink your Smirnoff Ice?
Well, you know what? I don't drink a hell of a lot of Smirnoff Ice, even though I get it for free, quite frankly.
And why is that?
Well, because I work for Smirnoff.
Uh-huh.
And I do get the product for free. and I can drink whatever I want. I do love it. It's a great product. There's no question about that. It's just that, you know, I try to limit my intake, of course. But
sure.
Smirnoff Ice is great on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something else. Smirnoff Ice is great with other things, too. There's a Smirnoff Ice. What we're doing right now, Tom,
mm-hmm.
is we're trying to develop ways in which we can market Smirnoff Ice.
Okay.
All right. It's Smirnoff Ice is bottled, just like your beer.
Sure.
Or just like your Zima, which is not a good product.
Okay.
I'm not. Granted, I work for Smirnoff Ice. Zima is not great. It leaves a bad aftertaste. Smirnoff Ice does not.
Okay.
All right. Now, you can have a Smirnoff Ice on its own, cold. Take it out of your fridge, pop open the top, drink a Smirnoff Ice. Great. Go to a bar, order a Smirnoff Ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pop the top, pour it in a glass, drink it. It's great. It's refreshing. It's great. All right?
Okay.
That's not the only way you can drink Smirnoff Ice.
All right.
All right? My point is Smirnoff Ice, unlike a lot of these other products that are like Smirnoff Ice, like the Zimas and the other bottled liquor soda-ish combinations, they're not that good with other products. Smirnoff Ice is.
Okay.
All right, like you could go to a bar and order Smirnoff Ice Orange Sunrise.
And what is that?
Now, a Smirnoff Ice Orange Sunrise is Smirnoff Ice and OJ. It's delicious.
Okay.
Try that with Zima, not so good.
Okay.
Don't get me off on a rant, though.
Okay, please. That's not what we're talking about.
Don't get me off on a rant. But what I'm saying is that Smirnoff Ice is not. It's great on its own, but it's also good with other things, with other ingredients, and that's the beauty of Smirnoff Ice. It seems like a self-contained package, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more complicated than the other beverages.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how many times a day do you think you say the phrase Smirnoff Ice?
I say it a lot. There's no question about that, and that's definitely because I work with Smirnoff. And I don't look. You're obviously clever, and you pick that out. That's fine. But my point is, I'm not here to sell. What I told you I was doing was I was here to say thank you. I was thanking you for mentioning Smirnoff Ice on the air. And I definitely didn't want to tie that in with any type of... There's no pressure here. It's not a promotion. Look, it's just about having fun. It's just about if you want to have a drink sometime and you don't want to have a beer, there's an alternative. There's Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, well, you know,
And then, look...
You managed...
The only thing you shouldn't do, is be limited in your choices.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if it's not going to be OJ, then it's going to be cranberry. Then you can have a Smirnoff Ice Red Sunrise, which is Smirnoff Ice and cranberry.
Okay, so...
All right, so that's my point.
Okay, well, you've made your point abundantly
clear.
If
you're not going to have a Smirnoff Ice Red Sunrise, you can have a Smirnoff Ice Shackleton Adventure. And the Shackleton Adventure, I don't know if you've seen the movie.
No, I didn't.
But there's a movie about an adventurer. He went to Antarctica. His name was Shackleton. We've tied it in. There's a Omni movie. It's a 70 millimeter. It's playing in Omni theaters all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shackleton's Ice Adventure. We're tied in with that, and that's called the Smirnoff Ice Shackleton Adventure. That's Smirnoff Ice and Seltzer. You can order it at a bar. They'll know what you're talking about.
So it's
Shackleton Adventure. It's a Smirnoff Ice and Seltzer. It's also called a Smirnoff Ice Dream.
Okay.
Go to your bar, order a Shackleton Adventure. If the bartender looks at you quizzically, you say, "Give me a Smirnoff Ice Dream," they'll know what you're talking about.
Okay, so those are the...
Some of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look, you're going to get 10 cases of Smirnoff Ice either way.
Okay, well, right? I look
my
forward
point
to
is,
it.
Is that you can make the decision, whatever you do with that. Your station can make the decision.
Well,
I'm not pushing this.
Well, you've given us a ton of options, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you're not going to have the Shackleton Adventure, have the Smirnoff Ice Heat Wave.
Okay, and what is
Smirnoff
that?
Smirnoff Ice heated. Put that baby in a microwave, heat it up.
Like, how long do you heat it up for?
I don't know. If your bartender has a microwave, put it in for a minute. Heat it. If he doesn't, if you're at home, pop open a Smirnoff Ice, put it in a pot or a pan or a kettle, heat it for a couple of minutes to a boil, and put it in a glass. That baby is beautiful in the winter.
Okay, so
that's gonna heat you up. If you're cold to the bones, you come home from work, whatever, you're just taking the subway home, whatever, you're cold, the Smirnoff Ice heat wave is awesome.
Okay, well, you've given everybody a lot of options for drinking alcohol.
Look, I mean, I'm not a huge drinker myself, Tom. You know,
but,
I'm a beer drinker. I like beer, no question about it. But I like Smirnoff Ice, too, and that's a great alternative. If you're not going to have the heat wave, you're going to have the Smirnoff Ice Canterbury Tail, which is Smirnoff Ice with a fig leaf, right? Or fig juice, if you can get it. It's hard to find, although in the city you can get stuff like that.
Okay.
In the city.
Sure.
Or you put a fig in it. That's a holiday pleaser.
Okay. So you've given every... Basically, I apologize.
I'm just saying there's a million different ways to drink Smirnoff Ice.
You made that
period.
Perfectly
there's
clear.
There's a million different ways. You could have a Smirnoff Ice Harlem Shuffle. These are just stuff. Look, I'm spitballing with you.
I have no idea
I'm
why.
I'm spitballing with you.
I
you could have a Harlem Shuffle, which is Smirnoff Ice and coffee. Nobody thinks you can mix vodka with coffee.
What? A Harlem Shuffle?
A Harlem Shuffle.
I mean, isn't that a little offensive?
How is that offensive? Smirnoff Ice and coffee.
But why are you calling it the Harlem Shuffle?
That's what it's called. It's a Harlem Shuffle.
So anything that's black, like coffee, all of a sudden has to do with Harlem.
I didn't make that connection, my man. I didn't make that connection.
Well, I don't know how you couldn't have.
Well, it's a Harlem Shuffle. Everybody drinks coffee. The point is that Smirnoff Ice...
Everybody drinks coffee, but they don't call it Harlem Juice.
All right, well, look.
Whatever. Okay,
you don't
that's...
like that, you can have a Smirnoff Ice metal jacket. All right?
What
you a Kubrick fan? Love Kubrick.
Okay.
I love his movies.
Uh-huh.
All right, you can have a Smirnoff Ice metal jacket, which is Smirnoff Ice and condensed milk. I don't know if you've ever gone to one of these Thai places, right? One of these Vietnamese places.
You mean like a Thai iced coffee?
You get a Thai iced coffee or a Thai iced tea. You get those like Vietnamese
with the
iced coffee or iced tea.
It's got like condensed.
And it's got condensed milk.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know about this stuff until some of my people came up. We actually tested it out. Of course, we test all our stuff.
Sure.
And all these drinks are tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not like we're totally corporate, but look, you know, if it's going to be a good mix, it's going to be a good mix.
Uh-huh.
If you got Smirnoff Ice and you got something else and you put them together, that's great. Make it work. They bring it to me. I have it. I've had Thai iced tea. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Super sweet. I love that. A lot of sugar, little energy boost.
So the Smirnoff, what is it called?
The ice metal jacket.
Okay.
This is just an option, man.
Okay, well, you've given everybody plenty of options for Smirnoff Ice.
All right, you can have a Smirnoff Ice Decay. An Ice Decay, Smirnoff Ice with a teaspoon of brown sugar. Just put a teaspoon of brown sugar in that. Let it sit for about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It fizzes up a little bit. You know, Smirnoff Ice is super carbonated.
Okay.
I mean, it's a vodka-based drink, but it's super carbonated.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you giving everybody all these options, but, you know...
And if you're not going to have a metal jacket or a decay, you're going to have a Smirnoff Ice cap, all right?
And what is that?
An ice cap is a Smirnoff Ice with frothed milk. That's like a cappuccino type of drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't heat it. Although you could, mix a heat wave with a decay with an ice cap, and you can have a Smirnoff Ice heat wave decay, which is Smirnoff Ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frothed milk, like if you got an espresso machine at home, or you go to a bar. A lot of bars have espresso machines. A lot don't.
Okay.
Some do.
Uh huh.
You put that. You could have it hot, or you could just have. Cold, pour it in your glass, put some froth milk on top, and you got a Smirnoff Ice cap.
Sounds...
If you heat it, you got a Smirnoff Ice heat wave ice cap.
Okay, well, you know, I...
There's a heat wave ice cap, which is Smirnoff Ice heated. I don't know how long you have to sit in a bar, but, you know, my point is if you got a few minutes, you could get a Smirnoff Ice heat wave ice cap, or you could just get a Smirnoff Ice cap, which is just plain Smirnoff Ice. with a little froth milk on top.
Sure. Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I can't turn my show over to the Smirnoff.
We got a long-standing feud with Absolut. All right.
Uh-huh.
Look, we're a vodka producer.
Okay.
Absolut is a huge vodka producer.
Okay.
We got a long-standing feud with them. We've tried to make good with the Smirnoff Ice, with the Smirnoff Ice Détente, which is a Smirnoff Ice with a shot of Absolut vodka in it. We have not heard back from them, but we put it out there. We're putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that it's a Smirnoff Ice Détente. That's the drink we're sticking with.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying Absolut. Look, I drink Absolut. I'm not strictly a Smirnoff drinker just because I work for Smirnoff. I occasionally have an Absolut and soda. My point is, pop open a Smirnoff Ice, put a shot of Absolut in it, and you got a Smirnoff Détente.
Please, okay.
And that's our little...
That's a little nod to
Absolut.
That's your olive branch to Absolut.
Or have a Smirnoff Ice Bomb, which is Smirnoff Ice and a shot of Hennessy Brandy. That's an ice bomb. That's a cold and warm situation. You got the Smirnoff Ice, super refreshing.
Now, I have to just interrupt you. We kind of can't turn the show over
That's fine. If you can't do that, you can have a Smirnoff Ice meltdown.
No, I can't.
Smirnoff Ice poured in a glass, stirred vigorously. Now, granted, Tom.
Okay, this is...
Smirnoff Ice is a carbonated drink. No one's ever tried this before. Some of our people here discovered this. Actually, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
This was a kid who called in. And this is something I think that maybe your listeners would appreciate. This is a kid who called in. This is in some way how we could tie this in with a promotion if I send you over some Smirnoff Ice. Maybe we could do something where people come up with their own Smirnoff Ice drinks.
Again, I don't think that's going to happen.
That's fine. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. You made your point. My point is that a kid called in to Smirnoff saying he discovered this drink himself. Now it is an official Smirnoff drink. It is patented. It is trademarked. It is copyrighted. It's the Smirnoff Ice meltdown. That means you can go to a bar.
Uh-huh.
You can go up to the bartender and you can say, give me a Smirnoff Ice meltdown. And he'll probably know what it is. And if he doesn't, you can tell him, pour Smirnoff Ice in a glass, stir it vigorously until the carbonation runs out. It goes flat. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Takes about 2 minutes to do. Not a big amount of time. If you're at a bar and you're in a rush and you want to drink, fine. My point is, if you got time, stir that up, let the carbonation go out of it. The Smirnoff Ice, which is naturally carbonated, becomes flat. It's delicious. It's like a little bit more syrupy. It doesn't have that carbonated-y texture. And it becomes a whole different Smirnoff Ice, which is pretty amazing.
Thank you for all
this. Summer is over.
No, summer is over.
You've
got to let me talk.
You can't have the Smirnoff ice cream. If you're in a bold mood, order the Smirnoff ice cream. Smirnoff ice with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on there. Any type of vanilla ice cream.
Okay, I understand that. So,
all right.
But
and
I can't
do that. You got a Smirnoff ice breaker, which is Smirnoff ice and crushed ice.
Tom. I can't.
Crush the ice. A lot of bars, granted, a lot of bars don't do crushed ice.
Okay, I understand.
But listen to me. We're working on a machine that makes the Smirnoff ice breaker. We're going to do a whole promotion about that.
Fantastic.
We're going to make a Smirnoff icebreaker machine. We're going to provide it for bars. They're going to crush the ice.
Okay.
The Smirnoff ice goes in it. It combines it, and it puts it out. It's a Smirnoff icebreaker.
Okay.
All right?
Bully for Smirnoff ice and your icebreaker.
I'm calling up to say thank you very much.
But that's some thank
you.
You
can't do that.
It's a Smirnoff ice Mexican jam session.
Have a Smirnoff ice Mexican jam session. You're not going to lose on this, baby.
Why do you keep giving recipes
out? This is Smirnoff ice, a shot of Cuervo Gold, tequila. And a splash of Coke. It's a Mexican jam session.
Can I just try
the Mexican jam session. I told you about the ice cap. I told you about the bomb. I told you about the meltdown.
Yes, you told us about...
I told you about the cream.
You gave us about 400 recipes.
I told you about the détente.
Yes.
Now I'm telling you about the jam session.
Okay, and that's the last drink you're going to tell us
about. No, and I'll tell you something else. There's more.
I'm sure there's plenty
there's
more.
There's the Jew Fest. The Smirnoff Ice
Jew Fest. What?
You got Smirnoff Ice, shot of bourbon, splash of vermouth, basically the ingredients of a Manhattan, right?
Uh-huh.
With Smirnoff Ice.
And what is it called?
It's a Jew Fest.
What's that mean?
The Smirnoff Ice Jew Fest. Smirnoff
Ice, like
shot of bourbon, splash of vermouth. Like I said, basically the ingredients of a Manhattan with Smirnoff Ice, because Manhattan's got a lot of Jews. Don't get me wrong.
Manhattan's got a lot of Jews. No, that
basically
I have to take.
Basically, take the ingredients of Manhattan,
uh-huh,
and then just bowl it over with some Smirnoff Ice, and you got the Jew Fest.
So you call
if you're not going to get the Jew Fest, you get the Ice Conspiracy, which is Smirnoff Ice and Midori. You know Midori liqueur?
I don't know why you call it
green liqueur.
Uh-huh.
Green like money. Jews got a lot of money.
So what?
They control the finance sector.
So
we all know that.
Oh, hold on a minute. So you're actually...
Go to your local bar, order up a conspiracy. And if they don't know what it is, you say, like, pour in a little bit in a glass, Smirnoff Ice, give me a splash of Midori on top, make it green, put a cherry in it, and you got the conspiracy.
See, this is just offensive now at this point.
It's not offensive.
No, it's very offensive.
No, it's fun.
No, it's fun. Look, yeah, it's fun
Smirnoff
being
Ice,
it's
from
fun
the
being
beginning,
anti-Semitic.
Tom, from
it's
the
fun
beginning.
Being anti-Semitic, I guess.
Smirnoff, no.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Uh-huh. Give me a some break. Sort of, is there also a Smirnoff Jews
do me
controlling
a favor.
The media?
Get, order, do
is
me
there,
a favor.
Do you have one for the Jews controlling the media?
Do me a favor. Order the Junos. Order the Smirnoff Ice Junos, which is a half glass of Smirnoff Ice, half full, so Jews can fit their noses in the glass.
My God.
No, I'm serious. No, look. I mean, look, we're trying to have fun. And that one, look, that one
is
not.
Yeah, this is
that one is not approved yet. But all the other Smirnoff drinks are Smirnoff approved.
Uh-huh.
They've all gone through the whole corporate.
No.
They passed it through. We're all set with them. I'm just saying, we're
going to
send you over. We're going to send you over 20 cases of Smirnoff Ice. You do with them what you will. I've given you the options on the Smirnoff Ice. I want everybody to know about them.
I think now I'm going to throw them in the Hudson.
Well, don't be. Yeah. Okay. You're being funny.
You're being funny. You're being anti-Semitic.
I'm being anti-Semitic?
Sure.
What? Because you can go to a bar and order a Jew Fest? That's not anti-Semitic. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. Just saying Jews have all the money. And do you have any.
Come on. I mean, look, we're having fun. Look, Smirnoff is a fun
company.
What a party.
Boy, this is a party. I got to. You're really turning my stomach now.
Well, you're going to get some Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, send it along.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate the time.
Hey, well, I don't appreciate some of your drink combinations there.
Well, I hope you're being friendly with me, because I think you are, and I think you know that Smirnoff Ice is a great drink. Smirnoff is a great company. I've worked there for 8 years. We're doing great stuff, and Smirnoff Ice definitely got to get off the ground. And you know, Smirnoff Ice is struggling.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Well, you know what? I want to just say for the record, I don't have any proof that you even. I mean, you might work for a rival company. Now you're trying to make Smirnoff. You're trying to smear Smirnoff.
Why would I smear Smirnoff? Why would I? I'm sitting in my office watching golf. I'm in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Why would I smear Smirnoff?
Because you've got some offensive recipes.
Are you seriously arguing with me?
Absolutely.
No, I know you're kidding, because you're a DJ and that's fun to do.
No.
But that's fine. I mean, my point is that I appreciate you mentioning Smirnoff Ice on the air, like I said. We're going to send you over 20 cases. I've given you the options. I've given your listeners the options on all the types of drinks. And I'm saying to you, if you want to set up a promotion whereby people come up with their own Smirnoff Ice drinks, let's make it happen, because I will do that.
So who came up with those last batch there? Which
one?
The Jew
Knows. The Mexican Jam Session?
The Jew Knows and the Jew Fest.
The Jew Fest and the Jew Knows.
Yeah.
The Jew Knows I came up with.
You came up with it.
So, who knows I came up with it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so I guess you can drink those at your Klan rallies.
No. We're not having.
I got to say goodbye to you. You're really disturbing me.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your support. I appreciate that you mentioned Smirnoff Ice on the air. Smirnoff Ice is a great product. I hope your listeners are
goodbye.
Listening.
You're really disturbing.
I hope they're listening, and I hope they drink Smirnoff Ice.
Well, great.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And my point is, when you get the Smirnoff Ice, when you get them, when I send the truck over, and when it gets to your station, you give me a call, and we can work out a deal for a promotion.
Well, I doubt it. I seriously
doubt it.
All right,
and then we can tie it into your radio station.
I seriously doubt it.
Well,
I'm
going
to say
what's
no
the call
right
letter?
Now. I'm going to say
the call
no
letters?
Right now.
Give me the call letter.
WFMU.
FMU. All right, we tie in a promotion with FMU. Come up with, do it on your show tonight.
I'm saying, well,
do it on your show tonight.
I think we just did.
Have people call in and say, give me the best Smirnoff Ice drinker. There's got to be a lot of Smirnoff Ice drinkers out there.
Boy, I said, so maybe we should turn.
And if there's not enough Smirnoff Ice drinkers out there, I'm saying, look, give it a shot.
So maybe we can
have
do a
fun
few,
with it. If you're going out with your friends and you're going out, have an ice cap. Have an ice menage. Have an ice bomb. Have a meltdown. Have a cream. Have a breaker. Have a detente. Have a jam session.
So maybe we'll do another show where maybe we'll do a show where for a half hour we give recipes for Smirnoff Ice. How's that sound?
I think that may be a good idea. I don't know what you do.
Well,
you probably got a lot of other stuff to do. You got to play music and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
But my point is, if you're not playing the music and you want to run a promotion with Smirnoff Ice, let's do it. Let's just do it.
Well, I'm saying goodbye to you. That's the thing I'm going to do.
I'm saying let's have fun with it.
It sounds like a real party.
So let's have fun.
Okay.
All right, my man.
My man. Oh, great. Thanks.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, bye.
Enjoy the ice.
Yeah, you managed to get it in one last time, didn't you?
All right.
Oh, what was that? Oh, I do just want to say for the record, I have no proof that that guy actually works for any alcohol company or any liquor company. I don't know who that call was unsubstantiated. I can't vouch for that guy. Just want to say that right now. Holy moly. My head is spinning now. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.